Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
It's time to podcast with Tim and Max.
Well, hello.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
All's well.
Good.
I'm surprised you do a bit that makes me do an accent.
I was trying to be like, well, hello.
Not, hello.
Not like,
hello. Oh, hello, Captain.
We've done that before.
You know I only go one way. It's that way.
Yeah.
It's the hello, Governor way.
Yeah, we've done the offensive Cockney accent that lost us a good chunk of our viewership previously.
I think they came back.
They're gone again.
Oh, sorry.
We Dick Van Dyked them too hard.
Oh, I mean, chim-chim-tree. Well, fuck them. We don't need them. How about that? Now they're gone.
Kind of do.
Oh. Hey, come on back if you haven't left yet. I'm still here and I'm sad. Please come back and love me some more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that should get them back.
I hope so.
Max, would you like to go first, or would you like me to go first? On this crazy movie reviewing ride we take.
Movie Monday, I think you'll go first.
I will go first. I'm going to kick off Double Max Monday the right way, the only way.
By kicking me?
By kick... Hiya!
Ah, you actually did it.
I did. I'm a method actor. That's why they don't hire me anymore. I'll do it.
That's right.
With 1989's...
Ooh.
The Punisher.
Uh-oh.
It's time. It's time.
You've been waiting.
My favorite Punisher movie.
I cannot wait to hear what you rank this movie, or what you rate this movie.
You want
to
guess before we even say anything?
Woof.
Yeah, I know. What would you think?
Well, you were so honest about your actual favorite movie.
That's true.
So I feel like The Punisher cannot be higher than that movie, which I believe you gave like a 7.5 to, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, 7.5, 8, somewhere in there.
Yeah, it was a pretty meme. So I'm going to go with you will give this movie, but you're also hyperbolic, and I feel like you might rank this higher. Oh my goodness. I'm going to go with the same score, 7.5.
7.5, okay. Let's see if you're right, as I do my second movie first to torture you. No, I'm not going to do that. Punisher.
Please.
An hour 29, I watched it on the 19th of November, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Action crime drama comic book.
Yep.
Directed by Mark Goldblatt, mm-hmm. starring Dolph Lundgren, Louis Gossett Jr., and Jerome Crabbe.
Hmm. Crabbe.
Crabbe. Hey, Crabbe.
Hopefully he's not too crabbe in the movie.
He's a little crabby, but he has reasons.
Yeah, sure.
IMDb summary, when Frank Castle's family is murdered by criminals, he wages war on crime as a vigilante assassin known only as the Punisher. What is wrong with that?
What's wrong with him being...
He's known only as the Punisher, but you already told me his first and last
Frank
name.
Frank Castle, and then... And certainly don't expect a skull shirt in this particular film.
I tell ya. Fun fact, Mark Goldblatt he would become more known for editing movies than directing them.
Interesting.
He edited T2, True Lies, and Starship Troopers.
Holy crap.
And there's more big movies that he's done, but those are the three I chose.
Those are three great movies.
They sure are. I know you love your Starship Troopers.
Oh my goodness.
Bullet points, my favorite Punisher movie. I did a little fist pump there.
He did.
The Punisher captures the feel of the 80s comic run super well. You got to keep in mind there was no TV for The Punisher yet. He might have had like a video game. That's it. I don't remember if it came out first or second.
Yeah, I think it was second.
I think it might be because I think it had a lot of Jim Lee art, and Jim Lee was slightly later.
Man, that game is good.
It's hard.
That is real hard. That game is, it's so good.
You choose a level, and I'm just like, well, I can beat one of these, but not more than one. I'm bad.
And you get Nick Fury as your partner.
The arcade version?
The arcade version.
Oh, that version's so good.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I beat that game.
Oh, it's so good.
It was hard.
Yeah, it's really hard.
It took two players.
If you ever want to play, I have it.
Ooh.
With the arcade stick and everything. Yeah.
You got it.
Yep.
You have enticed me, sir. I'm never going home again.
All right.
He says now. Punisher versus Mob versus the Yakuza. It's a three-way versus.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, the Yakuza's moving in on the New York Mob. They keep making very aggressive moves, but they're strong, and it's the Mob is caught off guard, so they were very successful early on. The Punisher has been on a killing spree for a couple of years at this point. They are no closer to knowing who he is, which is pretty fun. Louis Gossett Jr. essentially lost his job got busted down a couple ranks for just stressing over this and just constantly trying to find out who it is. Dolph captures the tortured Frank Castle well, while also occasionally making rash decisions because fuck it, my family is dead.
Yeah,
which I like.
Yeah,
that late 80s comic is so good, and it really is, because it's not superhero-y and it doesn't get superhero-y for a long time. It's right. Very much I'm a man versus the mob versus what's wrong, real world feel. And this really, that was the only source material it could capture.
Yeah,
and I think they do such a good job. That's why it's my favorite.
Makes sense.
There's a ninja elevator scene that gets me every time. I love that scene.
Yes, there is.
Because you're just like, what are they going to do? There's all these ninjas up there.
Yep.
And it's no problem at all.
Bunch of ninjas? No problem.
No problem.
The Punisher.
If you enjoy this movie, you would love the comics of the time, Punisher and Punisher War Journal. The War Zone was a little later.
Yeah.
So IMDb score, 5.7.
Low.
It is. Rotten Tomatoes critical score, 18 critics. What do you think?
41%.
28.
Ugh, come on.
You don't want to see that. The audience, 51,000 people. 32%.
Yikes.
These numbers are wrong, man.
I feel like that is way off. I mean, this movie is, I know it's Tim's favorite Punisher movie.
It is.
This movie has a lot of misses in it, but overall, it's a cohesive story.
Yeah.
It's gritty. The action's good. It's not like Dolph has ever been well known for his, deep philosophical performances.
But I think he's pretty good in this.
He's not bad.
Yeah, I think he's pretty solid. And now time for the most important score. Is it better than a 7.5? It is.
Whoa.
It is an 8.5.
Wow.
I love me some Punisher.
Higher than your favorite movie.
It's funny how that works out.
It is. If we're going by rankings, Manborg would still be your favorite movie.
Actually, I think it's still Hamilton.
Hamilton beat it. That's right.
I was joking with Cliff. He's like, I agreed with you about Hamilton and something else. And I go, yeah, isn't it weird that my favorite movies are all just vastly different from each other?
That is really impressive.
Well, you know.
I like it.
I like you. Take me somewhere else, buddy.
How about 2007?
Okay.
Better than 2020.
Sure is.
The Man from Earth.
Oh, whoa. From Earth.
From Earth.
Interesting.
I watched this in July of 2020. It is the perfect runtime. 1 hour, 30 minutes. It is a sci-fi drama.
Okay.
It was directed by Richard Shankman, starring David Lee Smith, William Catt, Tony Todd.
Yay!
Ellen Crawford, Richard Reilly's in this movie. There is a bunch of, TV and B-level actors in this movie.
Okay.
It's based on a Jerome Bixby short story, I believe, where he wrote the script for it initially, something along those lines. The summary is, an impromptu going away party for a college professor becomes a mysterious interrogation when he reveals to his colleagues that he is actually thousands of years old.
Oh, interesting.
So it's really an impressive movie. So this is literally a group of people who throw a going away party for one of the professors who's moving away.
Okay.
And they sit down, they chit-chat, and he starts to kind of pick their brain. He's like, let me give you a thought experiment. Is it possible for a man, just a normal human being, to have just lived for thousands of years? Like, since the cave times, could he just live? Hmm. And there's a biology professor, there's an archaeology professor, there's an ancient cultures professor, there's a religion professor, and they're all just chit-chatting over the concept of this person just being alive through time. And then he reveals that he is and has been alive since the Paleolithic era, nice. Early Cro-Magnon man
and
era.
He is Tony Todd?
No, Tony Todd's one of the professors who's great and plays with a yo-yo.
Oh my God, I love it.
It's really good. And everything's really subdued. So what's really interesting is this movie, to me, when I first heard about the concept, is there's going to be a bunch of flashback to this guy over here, this guy in the Renaissance, this guy's a caveman. No, it's just literally him telling you the story.
Interesting.
And you have to believe it the same way his colleagues would believe it or not.
That's an interesting device to use.
Yeah. It's really, really subdued. The directions really kind of matches the idea where it's just this is what he's saying. He does have some evidence to back it up, but the evidence, obviously, you can kind of lightly poke holes in, which was some of the professors kind of do throughout. And it's funny because some find it really fascinating and intriguing, and they're just like, oh, that's really interesting. A couple of them think it's just a joke, that's real funny. Some of them get pissed off, and they think that they're he's trying to insult their intelligence.
Oh, nice.
So they get really pissed off. William Catt, one of the characters who gets really pissed off.
I like it because I would be watching this what if he's just full of shit?
Yes. Yeah. It's really a cool concept, and they drop some heavy shit in here. Like, he, like, met the Buddha.
Okay.
And he possibly, maybe, is Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Like, they go for some big, like...
Sure, that religion professor don't like that.
Oh, she gets real upset. And then they bring in Richard Reilly, who is a psychology professor, and he's trying to, like, analyze him. It's really good. I'll tell you more about it when we're off mic, because I don't want to spoil it, because it is really good.
We just
good.
Wanted to give you some cake, asshole, and you could go.
Right. It's really impressive. It's got some questionable camera work at times, but it's all one room contained. You can tell they shot it on location. So it's not perfect, like cinematically imperfect, but it's really easy to forgive the flaws because the actors are just really allowed to breathe and just do their thing. It's really just a nice, easy, single room, well done movie. IMDb gives this a 7.9 out of 10.
Wow.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, a suspect one. Five critics, 100%.
Ah, yes.
Suspect.
Yeah.
Audience, though, 19,101 people, 85%.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I fall right in line, 8 out of 10 for me.
Wow.
It's a really good movie and definitely worth watching.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, not a sci-fi movie you'd expect to be a sci-fi movie, but not sci-fi's not a genre. You want to fight me about it? We'll fight about it on the internet.
Yeah, it's not like it's a biopic.
No. Biopic. But it's a good subdued character-driven drama. Really good.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, my second movie, my wife chose, and it is Run from 2020.
Run.
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 This was on Hulu, I want to say.
Okay.
Had a lot of buzz behind it, and my wife was watching. I literally missed the first three.
I thought she was just threatening you.
No, no.
Like, run, run. You better run.
You better run.
No, she won't. She'll just do it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure, in my sleep. Please, honey dear, honey baby.
Just do it in the sleep.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Boo.
Bae.
Bae. You my bae. Whatever the crazy kids are saying.
That's right.
I watched this. She was watching this. I missed like the first 3 minutes. I'm like, I'll sit down. I was like kind of paying attention. I was like, oh, this is interesting. All right, I'll actually sit down and watch it. Watched it on November 21st of 2020. It's an hour 30, as it needs to be.
Perfect.
Horror mystery thriller. Horror. Meh. A little bit. Just a tiny teensy bit.
A little bit. Yeah. A little sprinkling.
A little sprinkling.
Salt Bay.
Yes.
A little Salt Bay.
A little Old Bay, you know.
Oh.
Directed by Anish Chagardi. I don't fucking know. Starring Sarah Paulson.
Oh.
Kira Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah Soane.
Okay.
Your IMDb summary. A homeschooled teacher. Oh, man. I can read. Your IMDb summary. Editing is fun.
Yep.
Will I leave it in or not? It's always a mystery for me. IMDb summary. A homeschool teenager begins to... Wow, I'm falling apart. Future Tim, I'm sorry. IMDb summary, Max. Surely. A homeschooled teenager begins to suspect her mother is keeping a dark secret from her.
Ooh.
That is a bullshit summary.
I'm impressed you got through it that first time, though. It's,
I know.
It's a wordy one.
Yeah, I know. I get tongue-tied. Thank God that didn't happen.
Yep.
It happened. There's so much more to this movie. Basically, Sarah Paulson is so good in everything.
Yes.
I want her to get more movie work. She's
Please.
So known for TV, especially American Horror Story.
Yep.
She is just, she can be creepy. She can be terrifying.
Totally
she can
agree.
Evoke sympathy. Like, she's got a range. So more movies, please. This movie creates so much tension all of the time. You cannot completely relax.
Nice.
Movie had a ton of hype, which is largely lives up to.
Nice.
Scenes of Kira Allen running away from Paulson is wild, including crawling on the roof covered in glass.
Ooh.
Essentially, and I don't find this to be too spoilery, is basically Paulson is giving her daughter medicine that she shouldn't be taking.
Oh, cool.
She's essentially making her handicapped in a wheelchair,
oh,
which
wow.
she doesn't actually need to be in. And there's a lot more that gets revealed as the movie goes on. But her running away from her is literally her trying to escape her, and she's wheelchair bound.
Jeez.
She's tried everything. She's sometimes the internet isn't working, suspectly.
Mm.
The phone line doesn't always work. There's a lot of things going on. It is a scary real world movie.
Yeah. Very like updated to Misery kind of feel.
It definitely is that type of movie.
That's
and
cool.
It is tough. And like Kira Allen, good Lord, the things she did, I'm assuming it was her doing some of this physical stuff.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Nice.
Especially when you take in the fact that, like, she doesn't have the use of her legs as a character.
Right.
So, good luck.
Yeah.
You're not really running, I guess. You're crawling. Good luck.
Teeth crawl.
Teeth crawl.
Better be working it out.
Yeah. Teeth crawl. Callback.
Get that t-shirt.
Get it. It's available. Teespring.
Yeah.
Go to our website, Capes and Scouts Podcast. You'll find it. Anyways, IMDb score, 6.7 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 108 of them, 91%.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yep. Your audience, 496, give it 76%.
Okay.
And this is newer, so this could have slightly changed, but sure. It should be roughly that. And I gave it a 6.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Super gripping movie, super scary.
You came in under everybody.
I did, but my wife.
Watched it with you. This sounds like a your wife movie.
Yeah, it sure shit. 7.5.
Okay.
Oh, we're gonna treat somebody terrible, murder them maybe. I like that.
Oh, you gotta torture them first.
Yeah, we gotta torture them before we murder them.
Yeah.
Hi, baby. I love you. Max, take us home.
Yes. 1982.
Ooh, the year I was born. The second best year of the 80s.
That's right.
Yes.
Creepshow.
Oh,
it's right. Here. It's watch time. This in July. Of 2020. It is a surprisingly long 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Blah?
Yeah. I was surprised to write that down.
Yeah, flows good.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Genre is horror anthology, directed by the fantastic George A. Romero.
Okay.
Starring Stephen King, Adrian Barbeau, Leslie Nielsen. I mean, Hal Holbrook's in this movie. You nice. Got Ed Harris. I mean, this movie is...
Oh, God. Ed Harris, so good.
He's so good. That dance he does in this movie is absurd.
I'd have to rewatch it. It's, been, oh, a, my it's God. Been a while since
he's I've got one of these moves. It's awful. That's so good, though. Ooh, it's bad. Love it. IMDb movie summary. I believe I wrote this one myself.
Oh, yes.
A comic book contains 5 creepy tales of terror. Zombies, plants, bugs, and beasts stalk the panels and come to life in this EC Comics-inspired anthology.
So good.
Not good? That's a good summary,
it's
right?
Pretty good. I like it.
My thoughts on this movie is, tonally, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, it really does a fantastic job of feeling like a comic book, and I think it's often overlooked when people talk about movies that, like, comic book movies. It's not right. A comic book. It's not based on a comic book, but it's based right. On the ideas presented in the early 50s horror comics.
Right.
And I think they really do an awesome job of nailing it, like when they do the close-ups to the people on the crazy backgrounds with the extreme light to try to be the close-up scary panels from those books. It's just so much fun. The little bit of animation that's in it is perfect. The score to this movie is awesome. I nice. Love this score. It may be the best horror anthology ever made, in my
ooh,
opinion.
And you love your anthologies. This is probably like your 6th or 7th one.
Yeah, I love horror anthologies. I love the short form where you just kind of get the punch from us. You know what I mean? Like, it's in, it's out. It tells a really interesting story.
Right.
And you get to go right into the next one.
It's so tough to get all good stories, though. That's the challenge.
It is. And I feel like this movie is pretty successful across the board. I think everybody has a least favorite and a most favorite, but I think sure. It varies enough. Like, I've definitely heard every story be picked out as somebody's favorite, and I've heard every story be picked out as somebody's least favorite.
That's good.
So it is. I don't think there's one that tops the rest in nice. Terms of it. And I have to watch this movie every Father's Day. Ah, it's a rule.
Okay.
Not that I watched this one on Father's Day because I showed it to Sam, but it is a ritual that I watch this on
but
Father's
you will.
Day. Yes. So IMDb gives this the best possible score, 6.9 out of 10.
Yes.
Nice. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 37 critics gave this 73%. So they're okay. Dyslexic. Because there's 37 of them with a 73%.
It happens, though.
It does. It's nothing to be ashamed
it's
of.
It's a condition. It's yeah. Fine.
Audience, 39,735. A completely unrelated 68%. Those numbers do not exist in 39,735. So they're just pulling out extra numbers there, trying to be fancy.
Wow. Yeah. Guys, get it together.
Everyone is wrong but me. 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
This movie freaking rocks.
That's great.
Yeah, I love this movie.
That's awesome, man.
Yes.
Creepshow.
Love it. Watch it.
Now.